This is Linda Naylor, European Polymers Editor for ICIS. PEP Talk, ICIS Polyethylene Polypropylene Talk. Last week, we saw July ethylene propylene contracts roll over from May. And this week, we're seeing European polyethylene and polypropylene producers targeting higher prices for July. Dow has posted a €50 a ton increase for polyethylene on its website, and other producers are talking July prices up by a minimum of €30 a ton. They managed to lift polymer prices by more than the monomer in June, following a strong month of May, when buyers returned to the market to buy at the bottom, and good demand continued into June. But will they be able to pull it off again this July? Is July demand going to be able to support higher prices? May volumes were the strongest in many months for most producers, and June volumes were also strong, but not as good as May. Production is still cut back throughout Europe, but cracker rates are now higher, at around 85% of capacity, from a low of around 75% in the first part of quarter two. Cracker rates have increased because of strong downstream demand, mainly in polyethylene and polypropylene. All sources acknowledge that prices have risen because availability has been restricted, rather than on any fundamental strength in these markets, which continue to be affected by poor economic conditions throughout Europe. Whether you think prices can rise again in July depends largely on demand and of which side of the fence you're sitting. Low-density polyethylene sellers are fairly confident they'll be able to increase prices again in July, particularly for fractional melt index material. C4 linear low-density sellers are also confident. Imports of C4 linear are not as high as they have been, and Europe depends heavily on imports for this grade. High-density players are not as confident as their low-density and linear counterparts. High-density injection availability is still limited, but blow moulding and film buyers are fairly relaxed and don't believe they'll be paying increases this month. They say they have enough imports to support them, and the holiday season will mean lower demand. Polypropylene buyers are also fairly relaxed. There's been no hint of oversupply in the PP market in past weeks, but nor have buyers felt any shortages. Pricing of both polyethylene and polypropylene is due to come under serious discussion in the coming days, and talks are expected to be protracted. Some buyers have enough stock now to stand back a while and wait to see how the market evolves before committing themselves to higher prices. Whatever the outcome, many expect the situation to turn in August as holidays take their toll throughout Europe and inventories return to a normal working level. This is Linda Naylor for ICIS Pep Talk.